This is the Interesting Facts Roundup for the week beginning July 22nd, 2007. And we started the week by looking at an interesting person, Van Gogh, or Van Gogh. But he has his own podcast on the blog. And we moved on to an interesting fact about people in general, and the itch gene. There is an itch gene. The GRPR, gastrin-releasing peptide receptor, itch gene, was found in spinal cord nerve cells by a Washington University team. This means they can now start developing an anti-itch medication, so no more having to ask someone to scratch that place in the middle of your back that you can never quite reach yourself. Good news, hey? And from one annoying thing to another, inheritance tax. In the UK, instead of paying inheritance tax, people can donate to museums. Treasures worth £25 million have become part of public collections under a scheme that allows people to donate to museums instead of paying inheritance tax. Now, where did I put my stamp collection? And from something worth a lot of money to something worth a little money, but more than $100. The so-called $100 laptop actually costs $176. 5 years after the concept was first proposed, the so-called $100 laptop for developing countries is poised to go into mass production. It's actually more rugged and energy efficient than the laptops you can buy at the moment, as it has a rugged waterproof case and uses less power. I wonder if I'd be able to get hold of one. And if you remember last week, we talked about fattening houses in Nigeria. Well, they could probably give up on all that because seemingly obesity is contagious. US researchers say that people who put on weight lead those around them to think it's okay to be bigger. Data on more than 12,000 people suggested the risk was increased by 57% if a friend was obese, and by 40% if a sibling was, and 37% if a spouse was. I think it's time to get hubby on a diet. And one way to become obese is to stop doing any work. One-day strikes now account for 55% of industrial stoppages in the UK. According to the Office for National Statistics, in 2005 and 2006, 55% of all stoppages lasted for just a single day. This was up from 49% in 2001, and in 1988, the figure was 42%. In 1977, only 17% of stoppages lasted for a single day, while 18.5% lasted 12 days or more. You see, the unions have learnt that if they go on long strikes, they lose public support, so they do these one-day strikes and hope nobody notices. And finally, a sad fact. Since June 2007, an estimated 25,000 acres, that's 10,000 hectares of land, has been destroyed in Greece in around 3,000 wildfires. Some of the fires are natural, due to the high temperatures, but most have been started deliberately by developers. Because there is no land registry, illegal construction is rife. But there is a simple solution. I suggest the authorities contact Google Earth for some pre-fire photos, then replant in all those areas that were previously forest, and let the developers go stuff themselves. And that's it for this week. Thanks for listening, and remember, learning something new is good for the brain.